This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Congressman Tom Tiffany visited HV Acres Farm in Osseo on Friday as part of his statewide Protecting Wisconsin Farmland campaign tour. Congressman Tiffany's comments highlighted his intent to prevent the state's farmland from being purchased by foreign entities if elected as Wisconsin governor in November. He also shared his thoughts on the state's farmland being used for things like solar fields, wind-based power generation, and increasingly common data center developments.
We have these massive solar fields that are being built in Wisconsin, giant wind turbines, and now data centers. And it simply doesn't make sense that we would turn our beautiful farmland over to these developments when it's unnecessary. And also, we should make sure that local people have a say in this.
School funding is another topic that will be at the forefront of voters' minds in the November election. Asked how he plans to lower property taxes that have skyrocketed due to school referendums while also providing those districts with the funding they need to maintain their services if elected, Congressman Tiffany cited increases in the state budget over recent years as evidence that the state legislature can provide local municipalities with that funding.
There's plenty of money in Madison to be able to help out locals. Madison does not have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem. And it's time for Madison to help out those local municipalities and make sure that they have sufficient funding, including through shared revenue, that they can carry out what they need to get done.
The Republican congressman will face off with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, now the Democratic nominee in the race for Wisconsin governor, in the November midterm election. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is set to visit Oshkosh today as part of a national tour promoting U.S. defense manufacturing. Hegseth will speak with workers and leaders at Oshkosh Corp and tour the company's defense production operations. The Pentagon says the Arsenal of Freedom tour is focused on faster production, new technology, and long-term contracts for American manufacturers. Oshkosh Defense holds several military contracts, including work on tactical vehicles and systems for the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. A Wisconsin-based food products manufacturer is facing fines after two incidents left three workers dead and two injured. The incidents involving industrial kettle accidents occurred on February 12th and March 18th at IPMF LLC, operating as NaturePak. The U.S. Department of Labor issued citations with penalties adding up to more than $364,000. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is giving an update on the state's measles cases. In Iowa County, there are four new confirmed cases. Meanwhile, in Lafayette County, there's one new confirmed case and four probable cases. There are now a total of 41 confirmed and seven probable cases associated with the outbreak. A Wisconsin driver pulled over for going 114 miles per hour in a 55 zone blamed his lead foot on a horrible round of golf. Barron County Sheriff's deputies recently pulled over a driver near Rice Lake Airport after clocking him driving more than twice the posted speed limit. Authorities say when they asked him why he was in such a hurry, the man explained he'd just left the golf course after playing a horrible round. Due to the proximity to the airport, authorities say they jokingly reminded the man he was driving a Malibu, not a Cessna. The sheriff's office posted a photo of their radar gun showing the 114 reading, saying next time take your frustrations out on the driving range, not in the driving lane. A Wisconsin high school football player died over the weekend, 2 days after being injured during the team's season opener last Thursday. Adam Mossman was a senior and starting quarterback at Alma Center Lincoln High School in west central Wisconsin. Superintendent Drew Semmingson sent a message to Lincoln families Saturday to confirm the news. Semmingson said Massman was injured during the game and received medical care from personnel who were at the game before he was taken to a hospital. The district learned Saturday afternoon that he had died from the injury. The school plans to have additional counseling support for students beginning at noon today and throughout the day tomorrow as students begin the new school year. The American Red Cross has declared a national blood supply crisis for just the second time in history. As Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer tells us, donations have fallen to a four-year summer low.
The Red Cross says donations are not keeping up with hospital demand, with extreme heat, poor air quality, and widespread foodborne illnesses contributing to fewer people donating this summer. They say the shortage is especially serious for type O blood. They say type O accounts for about 60% of Red Cross blood distributions and is used for both everyday patient care and emergencies. Several blood drives are coming up across northern Wisconsin, including drives scheduled for Tuesday in Birchwood, Trigo, and Iron River, and another one on Wednesday at Ashland Ford. As an added incentive, anyone who donates through August 31st will receive a $20 Amazon gift card by email. The Red Cross says just three additional donors at each blood drive this summer could help stabilize the supply. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Anyone eligible to donate can make an appointment through the Red Cross Blood Donor app or at redcrossblood.org. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
An injured Brewer last night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell squared off to lay down a bunt in the fourth inning last night against the Braves. Instead, he was hit by a 94-mile-an-hour pitch. X-rays were negative, so for now Mitchell is dealing with a badly bruised right wrist and forearm. The Braves went on to win the game 4-2 in the Little League Classic to avoid being swept by the Brewers. The game played in Pennsylvania. The crew will open a series tomorrow night in New York against the Mets. College football, the numbers are out. Season ticket sales for Wisconsin Badger games are way down. After the team finished 4-8 last year, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
What was your reaction to that, and what would be your message to fans?
My reaction is I did not know that. I don't know when those came out. That's the beautiful thing about being in fall camp. Again, I know what our job is, and our job is to put a product out there that everybody wants to be able to see. If you build it, they will continue to come.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and really nice today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, an isolated shower or a thunder shower with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.